Good morning. We've been working on loving Hashem and using that love of Yahavta to coronate Him over our lives. The question is, how does one love Hashem? What type of love are we trying to describe? So Rashi cites the Sifri, who explains that through one's understanding of having the words Al Levavecha, the words of Shema on your heart, you recognize Hashem, and you want to cleave to that which he demands of you. Shemitoch kach ata makir b'Kadosh Baruch Hu u'medabek b'drachav. But what is that love? Love is the main purpose of Shema. But it requires us to do a lot of work in order to get to love. It doesn't just pop up like an infatuation. And how does one get to that real true love? Well, if I may borrow from the marriage therapists, you gotta work on it. The experts in parenting, you gotta work on it. When it comes to working on being a good parent or being a good spouse, a person makes it his or her business to study. To study the subject, to study the object, and to study how we relate. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not about going to Barnes & Nobles and reading the pop psychology book. When it comes to God, we have to study His Torah. And if we go ahead and do so, the words of the Torah will fall in line, giving us a perspective to understand Hashem. How many times did we hear the comments of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who helped us understand that no matter what element of Torah you're studying, you are cleaving and connecting to God in that moment. Whether you're talking about Gemaras that describe the love, or the Psukim of Shir HaShirim, or Gemaras that talk about the most basic issues in life that seem to be the opposite of what love is all about. They're intricate, cerebral almost, mathematical. But who's behind the brilliance? And who wants us to understand that brilliance? It's none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He who with whom we are trying to connect. How often in life does it happen where a spouse turns to another spouse and says, but I want you to just understand where I'm coming from, to see my perspective. A child who tells a parent, come and see my world and understand it my way. When we understand the Torah, we are using it to understand God. Some people think only the great geniuses of the world, the real experts in marriage and mental health, are able to understand God. But indeed, that's not the case. Indeed, through the process of studying the books, we become those experts. And maybe when we recite the Kriya Shema and say V'yahavta es Hashem, then we become those among those who are coronating the King just the way that He wants. So say V'yahavta carefully today. Focus and think, how can I improve this relationship? What in what way can I take this V'yahavta and see my world the way God wants me to see it? I guarantee you, you will see Him in the world and Him on top of the world, and it will bring a new appreciation from within which we will all merit iksiba tachasima tovah.